Well, let's see if he's a coyote, a fox, or a soothsayer. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very good. You're too far away from your microphone.
I am?
Yeah.
I'm at the usual distance. I'm right at the desk.
Huh.
Wait, maybe it's the microphone that... Wait, hold on. Is that better?
That's a little better, yes.
Well, I just pointed the microphone a little more directly, but
uh-huh.
That's it. Well, maybe you have to boost up the volume there.
No, the volume is fine. It's just that you sounded like you were coming from a cave.
Oh.
But now it sounds like you're out of the cave.
Okay, well, that's good. And it sounds like you're still in the cave.
It's getting better, though. It's getting better.
Okay.
I am not coughing as much. I am not blowing my nose as much. I have stopped taking the Theraflu and the NyQuil. So I'm just I'm back to that. So it's easy steps. I'm getting there.
Okay, that's good. Well, summer's here, and we'll wind up with a partly sunny day today, 80 to 85, partly cloudy, 55 to 60 tonight, and sun followed by increasing clouds Friday, 80. So as you can see, there are no weather problems through Friday. The system that has stalled to the south of us will be dragged back up north on Saturday. It'll be cloudy and more humid with showers on and off and a couple of thunderstorms, 75 to 80. Sunday, our front will approach from the northwest, clouds with showers and some thunderstorms, 80 to 85, and then back to partly sunny and slightly cooler weather on Monday. So the weekend not offering a heck of a lot.
Is that locked in stone or can it change?
I would doubt very much if it changes. I really would doubt it. So we shall see what that does to my plans. You know, still not sure. I'll just play by ear.
I think you're going to end up not going.
We shall see.
I think you're going to end up not going. I think you're going to end up staying home.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. I had my sister and my brother-in-law took a trip up here yesterday. They were on vacation from Long Island. And they left last night about, I guess it was about 8:30.
Is this your sister that's never visited?
No. This is my other sister. No. But the sister that never visited was invited, but this is the last week of school. She is a teacher's assistant. Uh-huh. So she said she couldn't take off.
Come on, last week of school.
That's what I said, but hey, you know what? Everybody puts their priorities where they have to, and that's it.
Yeah.
So now
we got to start working towards next weekend's forecast. You know why?
Uh-oh.
Well, this weekend is also a pretty important weekend because at Lime Rock Park this weekend, they have another big racing weekend at Lime Rock Park. I'm sure. Yeah, it's this weekend. Hang on a second here. Let me find it. Yeah. No, it's not this weekend. That's July. Don't worry about it. Next weekend is the fireworks at Lime Rock Park.
Oh.
Put on by the Salisbury Rotary Club. And we need good weather for that because that raises thousands of dollars for their scholarship fund.
Okay. Good. We'll focus in on that. Right now, I don't put any stock in this weather pattern beyond 5 days. I just don't. You know, normally I'd be able to look at some of the models and give you an idea, but I just don't buy. A lot of this stuff I don't buy. So we'll just have to, we'll wait. We'll wait and see what happens early next week, give you an outlook for that. And, you know, hopefully the trend will get better because we're hoping that this weekend, with this being the first week of the summer, is not going to be the trend. I'm hoping.
Now, today's already summer. We're in summer now, right?
We're in summer. It came in at 6:07.
Yeah, I felt a slight warm breeze.
Yeah. You felt a warm breeze.
I might have had gas, actually.
Uh-oh, TMI. Yesterday, I got a letter in the mail, and guess who I got a letter from?
President Trump.
No.
Why?
My doctor.
Oh, no, in jail?
Yeah.
What did he say?
You know, he's pretty unhappy, to say the least.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, he talked about all the things that were wrong. A lot of the inmates are talking to him about their problems as far as, you know, illnesses, because they don't get much from the doctors there.
Yeah.
They just don't care. He says, so he's gotten to know a lot of them, and now they asked him if he would teach a course in the detention for GED. So,
will that help cut off some of his time?
I don't know, but he already agreed to it, and he said, I would rather teach a course in, you know, in medicine or health or something like that, but he said they don't acknowledge that here. He said, so I will teach the course in GED. He expressed to me how upset he is that he did not get to see his daughter go to the prom, his older daughter. He's got three daughters.
Yeah.
And he's upset that his younger daughter has made the finals in her baseball team as a pitcher, and he was really, really dying to see the games and stuff like that. He said, so he said, those are just, you know, the top of the list of the things that I miss. He said, in addition to good television, education, good books, and things like that, and good food. And he went on, you know, he went on. He wrote me a 2-page letter, so I'm going to respond to him. But it kind of depressed me, to be honest.
Where's he being held?
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah.
They're not going to send him to another place?
I don't know, because he hasn't been sentenced. They don't intend on sentencing him until October. And they said the reason that he wasn't allowed out on bail because they feel that he is a slight risk to society, which is the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard about this man. So right now they're trying to raise some money so that the new lawyers could at least try to get him out. What do they call that? House arrest?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Under house arrest.
So, but they need a minimum of 20 grand.
So are you contributing?
I contributed already. They're pretty close to 6 grand. And they just, you know, keep asking, you know, patients and peoples and, you know, friends and relatives and everything like that to contribute wherever you can. So that's where that's at. Very sad, very, very sad case when you consider people like OJ's walking around free today.
Well, here's the whole thing about this, that we just take a look what it took to get Manafort behind prison in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He had a collar that he had to stay at his house. He threatened witnesses, and then he made those secret emails, and finally the judge said enough and threw the book at him. So they should have put this guy in his home until he was sentenced with an electronic collar. That's what they should have done. How many years is he going to be sentenced for? Does he know?
Oh, no, they do not know. You know, when they did the story in the paper, they said anywhere from 20 years plus.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He's a young man, too. He's 51. But I'm just telling you, Marcia, you know I'm a good judge. You know, using this doctor for a long, long time. And whenever there was something wrong, he took the time to explain it to me, but in layman's terms.
Yeah.
Whether he used an analogy of a car or he used an analogy of something else. And I got to learn more and more and more how the body works. And I always said to him, you should be replacing Dr. Oz. And he started laughing. He said, wouldn't that be nice? He said, I wouldn't have to run this practice. And I said, yeah. And he said, we'll see down the road. You know, and I said, yeah, it would be a great thing. But he just had a knack of explaining things to people. And of course, he saved a lot of people's lives from some of the people I know, including my mom, because my mom would have died that first time she had the heart attack if it wasn't for him. And as far as I'm concerned, he prolonged her life by 5 years.
Yeah, it's sad, and sentencing will be even sadder for him. That's the whole thing.
But don't they could always appeal, right?
Yeah, but you got to stay in jail while they appeal.
I got you.
And the chances of appeal aren't big. Mm. Was it a jury trial or was it?
No, it was jury.
And so it's tough.
It's tough, right?
Yeah. It was unanimous, right, with the jury, right?
It was something like 26 different counts.
Okay, wow. Holy smokes.
So I have no idea what those counts were, but, unfortunately, it went down.
I guess he's going to have to get used to prison food. Poor guy.
Oh, brother.
Well, at least he's got a roof over his head for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's just funny because these are people that you look at and you say to yourself, no way.
Yeah.
You know, just no way. But life is funny, right? There's a lot of twists and turns in life, just like there's a lot of twists and turns in our weather.
That's it. And hopefully we'll get no twists and turns and we'll know what's going on through the weekend.
Well, we'll have one more day to do that. That's tomorrow.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.